Ahoy there, listeners. Welcome aboard for a deep dive today into Those Who Dare to Seek.
Ooh, this one's a good one.
Yeah, it is. It's got it all. Solo sailing international intrigue.
I do love a good adventure on the high seas.
Me too. And this story doesn't disappoint. It follows Dirk, a seasoned sailor.
All right, a seasoned sailor.
He's got his trusty 30-foot cruiser, Jolie Fleur, and, well, he's in for quite a ride.
I bet. So what's the deep dive mission today? What are we looking for in Those Who Dare to Seek?
Well, there's this mystery that unfolds throughout the story, like this shadowy motor yacht that keeps appearing.
Oh, that's interesting. A shadowy motor yacht, you say? Sounds like trouble.
It does, right? It's like a phantom from the depths. We're going to try to uncover what's going on with that.
Okay, I'm hooked already. So where do we start?
Let's start at the beginning. Like, right off the bat, the story dives into how much prep goes into a journey like this. You know, solo sailing across the sea.
Yeah, it's not just hopping in a boat and off you go.
Definitely not. Dirk meticulously gets Jolie Fleur ready.
Yeah.
You know, provisions, tech upgrades, the whole nine yards.
Speaking of tech, I was reading about Dirk's upgrades. He's got a new autopilot system.
Oh, yeah. And a multifunction display. It gives him all that real-time navigation data.
And get this, a custom 3D printed interface panel. Like, he built it himself, centralizes all his controls.
Talk about resourcefulness.
Yeah.
That's Dirk for you. And that comes in handy because guess what? He gets hit with a storm right as he's about to leave Italy.
Oh, no. So much for a smooth departure.
Right. But that's the thing about the sea, right? Even with the best planning, you got to be ready for anything.
Oh, absolutely. The sea is a powerful force. It demands respect and resilience. Those who dare to venture out there got to be ready to adapt.
Well said. So after weathering that initial storm, Dirk finally sets sail.
He's off.
He's tracing these ancient maritime routes, you know, across the Adriatic and the Ionian Seas.
Wow, following in the wake of history. That's pretty cool.
It is. And get this, he even gets a dolphin escort for a while.
A dolphin escort. Now that's magical.
I know, right? It's like a scene straight out of a movie. It captures that allure of solo sailing, that sense of freedom, the connection with nature.
The peace, the solitude.
Until.
Until. Dirk encounters a sleek, silent motor yacht in a secluded cove on the Adriatic coast.
Wait, this is where things start to get a little shady, right?
Exactly. Something about this vessel just screams suspicious.
Tinted windows, no visible crew, an air of secrecy. What's the deal with this yacht?
Yeah, it's a stark contrast to Dirk's whole open, adventurous vibe.
And it gets even more intriguing when Dirk reaches Montenegro.
Tell me about it. He sees the yacht's crew loading black crates. In the dead of night.
Black crates. Classic. What do you think is in those crates?
Smuggling.
Mm-hmm.
Espionage. Who knows? It's like a scene straight out of a spy thriller.
And that ambiguity, it just draws you deeper into the mystery. You can't help but wonder what Dirk has stumbled upon.
The plot thickens as Dirk continues his journey.
Well, yeah.
The yacht reappears. This time, it's trailing him along the Albanian coast. Hold on, they're following him now.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence anymore. Someone is definitely keeping tabs on Dirk. That's when the real suspense kicks in. You know that feeling, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like someone's watching you. That vastness of the sea, that freedom, it suddenly feels a little claustrophobic.
Exactly. Brilliant way to up the stakes. And then...
another twist.
Another storm hits. Forces Dirk to focus on survival.
Nature's power. Can't forget about that. Always a wild card.
So true. But as soon as the storm passes, guess who pops up again?
Don't tell me. The yacht.
The yacht. It's like they were waiting for him to weather the storm. Like a predator. Yeah. Just biding their time.
There's a level of control there. It's both impressive and unsettling.
It is. So Dirk, seeking a little peace and quiet after all that, drops anchor in a Greek fishing village.
Picture this. Whitewashed houses. The scent of oregano in the air.
Idyllic, right. But even in this tranquil setting.
The mystery follows him.
It does. The yacht's presence, it's cast a shadow over his entire journey. He hears whispers about a ghost ship, matching the yacht's description.
A ghost ship? Even in paradise, the mystery deepens.
I know, it adds this layer of folklore and unease, like their activities have reached even this remote corner of the world.
The power of stories, right? Even in a modern world, they shape how we see things.
So true. And amidst all this, Dirk gets a tip about a submerged plane wreck off the coast.
Of course he does. Always the explorer. Can't resist a good mystery.
He dives down and finds this remarkably intact aircraft. And get this. The cargo hatch is slightly open, revealing metallic containers inside.
Ooh, metallic containers. Those are never good. What secrets are they hiding?
Right. But before Dirk can investigate further,
don't tell me,
the motor yacht appears.
Of course it does. Talk about persistent.
This time, things get serious. Dirk watches as divers from the yacht retrieve a weathered suitcase from the plane.
Okay, so they're not just lurking. They're actively involved now,
right,
retrieving something from the wreck.
And as Dirk surfaces, he locks eyes with someone on the yacht's deck. And get ready for this. It's Beatrice.
Beatrice? Who's Beatrice?
A powerful and enigmatic figure from Dirk's past. And with her arrival, things are about to get very complicated.
Okay, so we've got a mystery yacht, hidden cargo, a ghost ship legend, a plane wreck, and now a blast from the past.
Those Who Dare to Seek just keeps getting better and better. Welcome back to our deep dive into Those Who Dare to Seek. Remember where we left off? Dirk, face to face with Beatrice.
Oh, yeah, on that mysterious motor yacht. Talk about an unexpected reunion.
It really changes the whole vibe, right? Suddenly, Dirk's a captive, sort of on this high-tech luxury vessel and those black crates he saw.
Back in Montenegro.
Yeah, well, they were just the tip of the iceberg. Turns out Beatrice and her team have been tracking a former employee.
Oh, so this is more than just shady smuggling.
Much more. This guy stole sensitive data and tried to escape, by plane of all things.
Bold move. Did it work?
Not exactly. Remember that storm Dirk got caught in?
Right, early on in his journey.
Well, it forced the plane down. That's what Beatrice is after, the data from that crashed plane.
Wow. So we're talking data theft, espionage, maybe even international intrigue. It makes you think about the whole digital security landscape, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of data is so valuable, so dangerous, that they'd go to these lengths?
Seriously. The story doesn't get into specifics about the data.
But it hints at its importance.
Yeah, Beatrice says it could be catastrophic in the wrong hands. That's not exactly reassuring.
Not at all. But here's the thing. I noticed Beatrice seems intrigued by Dirk.
You picked up on that, too.
Yeah, like she's been watching him, admiring his sailing skills,
okay,
his ability to handle whatever the sea throws at him. What do you think is going on there?
It's a fascinating dynamic. Beatrice, she's all about control, calculated risks.
Very much a take charge kind of person.
Exactly. And then there's Dirk, living life on his own terms, guided by instinct, one with the sea.
Maybe she sees something in him that she envies, a freedom she's lost touch with.
Maybe. And their contrasting lifestyles really come into focus when Dirk's on the yacht. High-tech gadgets, luxurious everything. A far cry from his simple life on Jolifleur.
Total opposite worlds. Ducks out there battling the elements, relying on his wits and his boat. Beatrice is in this controlled, almost sterile environment.
Yeah, but even with all their differences, there's a spark between them. An underlying tension that makes their interactions crackle. What do you think? Is there a hint of romance there?
Ooh, good question. The story definitely plays with that, doesn't it?
Hmm.
A shared history, mutual respect, and maybe a bit of attraction simmering below the surface. It keeps you guessing.
It does. But like all good things, their time together has to end. Dirk's got to keep sailing. As they say goodbye, though.
There's a sense that this isn't over.
Beatrice tells him, and I quote, "You'll see me again. I'm sure of it." Almost like a promise or a threat.
It definitely leaves you with that feeling that their paths will cross again, maybe with higher stakes next time.
And as Dirk sails away, he reflects on their encounter. He sees her strengths, her power. But he knows her world isn't for him. It's a powerful moment of self-discovery. He chooses his own path, even if it means rejecting security, rejecting control.
Embracing the unpredictable, just like he does with the sea. That's Dirk for you.
So true. He's been through a lot, this encounter with Beatrice, the mystery, the data, the power of the sea itself. It's changed him for the better, I think.
A crucible, you might say, tested and refined by his experiences. And that brings us to the final leg of our deep dive.
We'll explore how Dirk's encounter with Beatrice shapes the rest of his journey, both outwardly and inwardly. We'll unpack the symbolism of the sea, the allure of freedom, and the complexities of human connection, especially when two worlds collide. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're wrapping up our exploration of Those Who Dare to Seek. It's a story that's taken us from the calm waters of the Adriatic to the heart of a high-stakes game of, well, we're not even sure, smuggling,
yeah,
espionage, data theft.
It's kept us guessing. And through it all, there's this one constant presence, almost like a character itself, the sea.
Yeah. You're so right. It's not just a backdrop in this story. It shapes everything, reflects the emotions, embodies the themes. I mean, it's almost like the sea is a mirror reflecting the inner lives of our characters, don't you think?
I totally agree. For Dirk, the sea represents freedom, a place where he can escape, connect with his true self. but it's also a place of challenge, forcing him to rely on his instincts and his skills.
Yeah, it tests him, pushes him, but it also sustains him, gives him a sense of purpose. It's like the sea is both his teacher and his sanctuary, demanding respect, but also offering peace, a connection to something bigger.
Beautifully put. And it's interesting, right? Dirk's approach to sailing, it's like his approach to life. He goes with the flow, adapts to the changing winds and currents.
He doesn't try to control the sea. He learns to navigate it. I think there's a lesson in that for all of us.
For sure. Life throws storms our way, unexpected challenges, things we can't control. But it's how we respond that matters.
Like Dirk, we can face those challenges head on. Learn and adapt, become more resilient. And that resilience, that's what helps him deal with the emotional turmoil of meeting Beatrice, too.
Right. Her world, with all its control and power plays, it's tempting in a way. But Dirk recognizes that it would take him away from the freedom he craves.
He chooses his own path, stays true to himself. So even though he sails off alone at the end, he's not the same man who set sail from Italy.
Not at all. This whole experience, the mystery, Beatrice, the sea, it's transformed him, like he's been through a fire and come out stronger.
What a journey it's been. Those Who Dare to Seek has taken us on quite a deep dive. Freedom, control, adventure, the allure of the unknown, and even those fleeting moments of connection, even when two people are worlds apart.
Absolutely. It's a celebration of the human spirit, that desire to explore, to push boundaries. To me, it reminds us that it's not about the destination, but the journey itself.
So well said. The challenges, the rewards, the constant learning and growth. And maybe, just maybe, it's about realizing that the greatest treasure we seek is within ourselves all along. And to our listeners, what will you take away from this story? What treasures have you discovered along the way?
What are you seeking in your own life's journey? What values guide you? What challenges are you embracing? I hope our deep dive has inspired you to think about these questions.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey through Those Who Dare to Seek. Until next time, fair winds and following seas to all who dare to seek.